When it comes to speaking out against wrongdoing, it seems on the face of it, Australia's doing a pretty good job compared to similar countries. That's the opinion of a team of Australian and international experts who looked at the protections in place for whistleblowers in G20 countries. It turns out we come out near the top of the heap when it comes to protecting public servant whistleblowers, but we still fall well short of properly safeguarding private sector employees.
What we've been able to establish is, although the legislation and the rules for protecting whistleblowers in the public sector in Australia are not yet quite as good as they could be, they certainly have been massively improved over the last few years. And then the big issue is the private sector, because of the G20 pack, we come in about halfway down rather than being at the top end.
Professor of Law at Griffith University and Director of Transparency International Australia, AJ Brown, talking about Australia's patchy laws for the protection of whistleblowers. And based on the report he co-authored, it seems if you're a public sector employee, at least on paper, you should be able to report any wrongdoing you find out without fear of reprisal. But if you work in the private sector, you can't expect the same safeguards.
So the public sector in Australia, our rules, they're all good in terms of making it clear that, yes, anonymous disclosures will get protected too, but like most countries right across the board in the private sector space, the rules actually say, well, no, these protections don't apply to anonymous disclosures. People have got to identify themselves right up front, and that's just simply not practical and not effective.
13 other criteria were selected for analysis, including whether there are appropriate channels for people to make disclosures, whether those can be made confidentially, and whether there are protections from retaliation for doing so. According to the report, if you work in the private sector, you can't expect any of these. But those are just the laws we're talking about here.
Well, there's three sides to the laws. One is they have a symbolic effect. People think that, yeah, whistleblowers deserve protection, and that's a useful effect. But the actual protective effect is often lacking.
Vice President of Whistleblowers Australia Brian Martin says while laws granting employees the right to freely make confidential disclosures may look good on paper, they are not always properly implemented.
It's very hard to find a single case where an employer who's taken reprisals against a whistleblower, which happens all the time, is actually taken to court using the whistleblower laws. It seems to be there almost never any redress, and so we often advise whistleblowers not to take into account any protection from the law because it gives you a false sense of hope.
Mr. Martin says employers have simply been able to get around these laws in the United States.
Employers have shown a remarkable capacity to get around whistleblower laws that exist. United States, which has the longest experience going back many decades with whistleblower laws, the Congress writes these laws they think are really good, and the courts and the employers get around them. So Congress writes new, stronger laws, and the courts and employers get around them again. It seems a perpetual cycle of the laws are never good enough because the implementation is simply not there, and Australia is simply following those same footsteps.
But we aren't the US, so why the gap between the public and private sectors? Professor AJ Brown says there has been a lag in reform in Australia.
There certainly has been a bit of lag because there was a conscious decision, I think, at a federal government level here in Australia to say, well, let's sort out the public sector side first and then move on to the private sector. But I think there's wider problems than that. There are interests at play. There is generally been a focus on saying that the issues of corruption and wrongdoing should really focus on the public sector and leave the private sector free to do whatever it wants, the free market mentality, etc. But what I guess we also haven't had is a clear idea about how whistleblowing can more effectively support good governance in the private sector, good corporate governance, good fraud control, good management of reputational risk, that it's just better for you, for any organisation, to have people able to blow the whistle internally or to go to regulatory agencies and get wrongdoing revealed so that it can be dealt with rather than having it all blow up in everybody's face later.
In the end, Brian Martin says a change in culture needs to take place in the private sector.
The case we really need to worry about is when the whistleblower is threatening in some way the power, privileges or status of people in their own organization, especially those higher up. And these are always going to be difficult to treat, and it really requires a change in the culture so that people who are raising issues are welcomed because they're seen as the protectors of the overall reputation of the organization in the long run.